Wade, and I told my partners in here, it was absolute hell watching the game yesterday for Dr. Betty, myself, our grandkid, and the family. When you are personally invested, and you and I go back to 1965 when you were a flat-bellied quarterback from Port Neches till now.
And Port Neches grows.
Port Neches grows, excuse me. But to sit there and watch the game and know that Bum was watching from the great football field in the sky. It was,
you're trying to get me sentimental here.
I did too, Wade. I got to tell you, I cried.
You're trying to get me to right now, huh?
No, but you and I spoke on Thursday, and I was telling Dylan, for you, it was just another football game. I mean, it was the biggest game you've ever coached in your life. Why was, you were that confident of what your guys were going to do against a Carolina offense that was pretty damn tight, thanks to your D?
Yeah, I think I'm that way every game, we had played so well, I mean, the whole Pittsburgh to 16 and then New England to 18, I didn't think they were going to score a lot of points on us. And then when I got in the game, I realized we realized at halftime we felt like we could shut them out the second half and win the game. And we almost did. So we didn't win the game, obviously, but they got three the second half. But we could feel it, that everything we had was working pretty good, and we were able to get to him. And we weren't, you're never sure if you're going to get to a quarterback, especially a guy like that. But we were getting to him a lot. And DeMarcus getting to him the last play of the half, where they were in field position to kick a field goal or something, really set the tone for the second half.
Coach, I saw you on Twitter about 15 minutes ago. A little dabble, do you? And too much dabble will undo you. When you were, by the way, very nicely done there, Coach.
Thank you.
I'm kind of angry. I didn't come up with that one myself, but good job by you, getting that out there. When you looked at this offense, you talk about a little dabble undo you. What did you highlight as being, okay, if we can affect this, if we can take this player out of the game, if we can marginalize key on this guy, this will be the undoing of this vaunted, juggernaut of Carolina's offense here. What did you hone in on specifically as the key ingredient here?
Well, I mean, like everybody asked me before the deal, what are you going to do about Cam? That was the guy that was the key guy. That what we had to do was try to get him into a passing game rather than them in a running game. They had a great running offense overall. So we had to stop that to make them throw. And they threw it 41 times. He only completed 18. So. And then we had, seven sacks. So, that was the difference in the ballgame.
Take us back to Saturday night when Coobs called Peyton and then DeMarcus to address the team. It's reported it was a very emotional Peyton Manning. Please tell our listeners here in Houston about that.
Well, Peyton talked first and said his say, and then DeMarcus actually added a funny note to it as he talked seriously and kind of lightened everything up. But it was heartfelt from those guys. And, it's a legacy certainly from Peyton, but it's also, I think, solidifies DeMarcus as one of the all-time greats, mm-hmm. and certainly a first ballot Hall of Famer by being one of the top sack guys ever and then also winning the Super Bowl.